Hello, welcome back to Talk Nasty to Me podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Nasty. Hi everyone, I've missed you. Should we do the long intro where I talk about how I'm so sorry that I feel ill coming from someone who deals with chronic not goodness, chronic pain, chronic problems, chronically online, chronically mentally ill? Like, do we go through a whole intro of that? Or do we just jump into what the topic is actually about? Let's cut the I'm sorry's and instead cut to the let's celebrate the fact that I feel good. Let's celebrate the fact that Nicole is doing really good mentally. Let's cut to the fact that Nicole's found an antidepressant that works really well for her and that she feels amazing on and she's making good life choices. Let's do that instead. Let's cut to the updates on life. Hi, everyone. I've been MIA from the podcast once again because life is unpredictable, health is unpredictable, and working on myself this year mentally and physically was like a huge goal, especially the last half of the year. I didn't realize how bad I was doing until like the summer, and I was like, ooh, that needs work. And so I finally put in the time and effort and energy into that, and it's very rewarding, I will tell you that much. I'm really considering making a video or a podcast more in depth on what I mean by that, but I've benefited a lot from medication. I've benefited so much from therapy, psychiatrists, hopefully moving on to different styles of therapy in the near future. I've just benefited so much from it. And I don't really have the room to feel like shit about myself or feel guilty for not being able to do things and instead celebrate the fact that I am again in a good place. So yeah, let's talk about life updates. Small life updates. Jake and I will be coming back to the podcast ASAP. He is a busy, busy bee, and we are excited for the new year to come back with new episodes. Thank you so much if Talk Nasty to Me podcast was on top of your list for Spotify Wrapped. That was the coolest thing to see. That was so exciting last year because I can't believe that the podcast started in 2020, right? Yeah. Oh my God. And so it was really cool seeing it last year. And then when it happened again this year, I like completely forgot that that was a thing, like Spotify Wrapped with podcasts. I don't want to reveal what podcast I listen to because I'm thoroughly embarrassed, but let's just say that my number one artist was not The Strokes, surprisingly, this year, which I know hurt a lot of you. And also there was not a single Strokes song for my top five songs, and I know that also hurt a lot of you. It's confusing. It's rough out here. I'll do better next year. I'm so sorry. Maybe if they come out with a new album, but Jake and I are very excited. He's a little busy bee. You should go show him some love and support on his Instagram if you listen to Talk Nasty to Me podcast. And I saw your tweet, are you okay? But you should show him some love and support because that man is busy and he's doing great. And so I'm very proud of him and we're excited for new episodes. What else is new with me? Today, when I'm recording this, is actually the 1 year anniversary of me graduating from college. Okay, I always say graduating, but it was the last day of like my finals ever of college last year, which is insane. Like, there is a Vlogmas video from December 10th, 2020. And that episode was so sentimental to me because not only was it my last day of like college ever for me, very weird to think about, but also more importantly, it was my mom's last day of chemo. So it was just very, very full circle and very special for both of us. And now to look at our lives a year later, it's crazy how much better things are. Like, first of all, my mom is cancer-free and healthy, and I'm doing a whole lot better and a whole lot less overwhelmed, and so much has changed. I'm really just happy for the both of us. So today's like a cool last day, like really cool to look back on, because even though we were happy last year, it was like so bittersweet that we were like in the situation that we were in, and now it's like, ah, fuck yeah, we did good. I'm looking to move soon. Okay, I've been talking about moving for a while. I really thought that I was going to move out like January of this year, and then I pushed it back to March, and then May, and then September, and then I was just like, I don't even know anymore. And I'm so happy that I waited. I'm so happy I gave it the time. I'm so happy that I spent time with my family. And there was truly I really wish that I had taken that stress off myself all those times earlier this year. And I wish that I had just been like, Nicole, you're going to be here for a while. Just chill out. I think that would have served me so much better. But if you guys don't know, I've been living with my parents since the start of the pandemic, so March 2020. So I've been here for quite a while, and I wanted to get out as soon as possible, as soon as like my mom was doing good and she was done with chemo and I graduated from college. But I'm really happy that I waited, because in turn that turned out to be the best decision for my health, my mom's health, everything. And it just, it means a lot. So now I'm like looking forward to new chapters, moving on to new beginnings. I've been having massive FOMO looking at what other people are doing. And I used to think to myself, like, oh, you stupid, dumb idiot. If only you moved out a few months earlier, or like half a year earlier, then you would have had all these different opportunities and different friends. And now I'm like, yeah, but what's the rush? Like, I don't plan on dying tomorrow, so why am I rushing so damn bad? Exactly. Another update. My best friend Kaylee and I, we got tattoos the other day very spontaneously, like very, very all of a sudden. I'll talk about this more in future episodes and maybe even in a video, but I recently found out that I have PMDD. If you don't know what that is, it's premenstrual dysphoric disorder. So people like to call it PMS on steroids, but I don't think that's like an accurate name for it, to be honest. It's essentially where like if you struggle mentally, or pretty much even, I believe even if you don't, generally it like exacerbates. That doesn't sound right at all. Exasperates. It doesn't matter. It makes it a lot worse. It makes it so much worse before your period. And I happen to have it pre and post. So it's leaving me with minimal days of the month that I feel good. And essentially, my life kind of runs around the structure of my menstrual cycle, which is so fucking shitty. But once again, we found good doctors and medication, and things are looking up, and I'm looking for alternate options. But if you guys struggle with that, I'd love it if you would DM me if you have found something that has helped you, or if you know of anything, any more details, because I've only know one other person in my life who has this, and it has rocked my shit. So like I said, I want to talk about it more in the future, because when I found out I had it, it made so much sense, but it also meant that a lot had to change. But anyway, even though I'm doing great mentally, my antidepressants are working wonderfully, my OCD is under control, things are so much better, my anxiety is practically non-existent anymore, which is like a godsend. It still sucks, because after my period, I'm not gonna do well. I'm just not doing as good as I should be. Woke up one day and I was like, I feel terrible. I want to lay in bed all day. I need to find a doctor who will give me a hysterectomy. Like, I don't want to be doing this anymore. I'm in such an awful state. And then I found a tattoo artist who my friend Gianna recommended me to, that she was doing that day walk-ins in Philly. And I was like, and I've been following this artist for a little while. And when I say a little while, it means like a couple weeks. But she is insane, like an insanely amazing artist. Her name's cc.pokes on Instagram. And I was in love with her work immediately. And there was something very specific that I wanted her to do on me based off of the art that she makes. I was like, I need to go to this woman. She looks incredible. The fact that she's doing walk-ins, it just motivated me to get my ass out of bed. And I was like, call my best friend, and I was like, Kaylee, let's drive to Philly right now and let's go get tattoos in hopes that she'll take us in, because she's doing walk-ins all day, but I know for a fact that people are going to be lining out the door to get with her. We walk in, we tell her what we want, she tells us to come back later in the day, and she posts on her Instagram that her books are closed for the day. We were her last clients. So worth it making the drive to Philly, because I don't live that close to Philly, mind you. And we got amazingly beautiful tattoos. So that's a vlog that's going to come out on Sunday, this coming Sunday the 12th. Yeah. And yeah, I'm really excited for you guys to see what it is. If you have any guesses, you can take a guess. Let me know what you're thinking my tattoos are. But I'm in love with it, and it's extremely me. and we had a great time. So, and the vlog's just really fun and cute, and we just had an amazing time in Philly in general. So yes, those are kind of my little life updates. I've been having fun, doing better, went to a really kick-ass concert. I went and saw The Garden recently. I'm making some new friends. And I'm just in a really, really good place right now, in a really good mindset. And I'm excited for life and what's to come, which brings me to the topic of this podcast, which is it's okay to get older. Like, you need me, a 22-year-old, to tell a lot of you that it's okay to get older, as if you guys have any choice. I know a lot of you are older listeners, my age, younger than me, whatever. But I was really, really, really thinking about this a few weeks ago, and I kind of, like, wrote some notes on it. It was, like, when that trend was going around where it was, like, Taylor Swift's new song, and it was, like, how can a person know everything at 18 but nothing at 22? And then she did another trend. Like, it was another trend on TikTok where it was, like, the kind of radiance you only have at 17. I don't know how the song goes. I'm not a Swiftie. I know someday I'm gonna meet her. It's a fever dream. The kind of radiance you only have at 17. And so many people with this trend were like, oh my god, like, I lost my radiance. I lost my spark at 17. Like, or they were 17 and then they were so nervous about getting older. And like, everything kind of just revolved around the fact that being 22 fucking sucked, and being 17 or 23, I don't know, whenever, however old she was when she wrote it, but 17 was, you know, the peak of their lives, and they, like, feel like they peaked in high school, or perhaps that was the happiest moments of their life that they'll never get back. And oftentimes, like, women are told that they are pretty much no good after they get older. I've made jokes before about, like, oh my god, I'm getting so old, I'm 22 now. I don't feel fucking old. I feel like I'm still 17. That's something I just actually talked about in therapy. I talked about it yesterday. And I mentioned how, like, 17 was such, like, a turning point for myself. Like, a lot had changed for me when I was 17. I exited an abusive relationship around that time. I started college at 17 and then turned 18, like, a few weeks later. I did a lot at 17 that it was, like, a really big transition age for me. And I do miss that year of my life. My cat is crying outside my door, but there's absolutely no way that I'm letting her in, because she's gonna cry and she's gonna do something bad and then she's gonna hit me in the face. I know her. Clementine, you're not sneaky. Yesterday, I posted on my story that Clementine, my cat, like, her nicknames, because they're doing that trend on Instagram, and one of Clementine's nicknames, if you didn't know, is Chlamydia, because that's, it just makes sense, right? I didn't want to name her Clementine because I felt like it sounded too much like Chlamydia, but now I love it, and I'm so happy that I named her what I did, because now I get to call her Chlamydia. So, I know that a lot of my listeners are young, and I can assure you that 17 is so crazy young. I still see myself literally as a baby. And at the time, I thought I was, like, so insanely mature. And that was only because that was the oldest I had ever been. Like, I felt so crazy mature, and, like, I knew everything in the entire world, because that was the most old that I had been in my entire life. So of course I'm gonna feel like that. Even at 22, I'm like, oh my god, I'm the wisest and smartest I have ever been in my entire life. Yeah, because I'm the oldest I've ever been in my entire life. And I'm sure I'm going to look back when I'm, like, 26, and I'm going to be like, wow, at 22, I knew absolutely nothing. And at 17, I was pretty much a preemie baby. Like, I didn't know a damn thing. But 17 is truly so, so young in the grand scheme of things. And I know a lot of people who are 17 now, and they're transitioning into, like, college, for example, if that's what you're deciding to do after high school, or, you know, moving on to their careers, or, you know, you're still in school and you're not sure what you want to do and you're so stuck and you're lost in life and you're like, oh my god, I can't believe I'm growing up. I can assure you so much that it is so insanely young, and you are not losing your sparkle. Don't let anyone tell you that you are losing your sparkle. I don't think that's what Taylor Swift was trying to convey, that you lose your sparkle. I think she was just talking about her own experience and fame and all of that. But it is true that 17 is such, like, a glorified age in a sense, especially when it comes to, like, celebrities and actresses, like if an artist is like 17, it's way more impressive than if she were like 23, because it's like, oh my God, she's a baby. And then, you know, she's sexualized and she's, I like Billie Eilish comes to mind. Like everything is so incredible, like when you are 17 and if you see like a prodigy at 17, and it's okay to not feel like you are in that position when you are 17, you know what I mean? I think to me, this is why age gap relationships can be so insanely concerning. I know that the age of consent in a lot of places is 17, but for example, a lot of men in their late 20s will be like seeking out these girls who are like 17, 18 years old. And I think to myself, like, first of all, she's a baby. At 17 or 18, you are way younger than you think. You might think that you're mature because you are the oldest you have ever been. But 17 or 18 is way too young to be dealing with someone, especially in their late 20s. That person in their late 20s should not be messing around with someone who is 17. And I say that because, well, first of all, it's a very concerning thing that happens every day. And I see it all the time, especially with like celebrities. But I also see it like even in my hometown. And I'm like, why are you messing around with this like insanely young person? But also, I think of myself now, like as a 22-year-old, I have nothing really in common with like a 17 or 18-year-old. They're probably still in high school. I can't think of myself like going out to date someone that age. The places in our life are so insanely different. That's just like me sidetracking for a second. I was just thinking about that while I was writing up my notes for this, but I barely have anything in common with 17-year-old me. And if anything, I live kind of the life now that I wish I had lived at 17. And so if you are 17 and or around that age, I keep using the age 17 because it just seems relevant to like the song and everything. But if you're 17 and you're feeling shitty and you're like, oh my God, I cannot see a future for myself. I don't know who I'm even going to be at 22. I had this thing where I couldn't even picture my life at 22, and I couldn't picture my life in the future because I just couldn't imagine myself like living that long, not in like a very morbid way, but just like I could not imagine myself getting that old. I could not imagine myself like having any hobbies or interests or being a human being at all because I just didn't think that I would ever reach that age. And now I'm 22 and I'm like living the life that I wish I had at like 17. And doing the things and having the friends and living the experiences that I wish I had always had. So cut yourself some slack. You are not getting too old. You are a baby. I promise you. Also, a lot of bad things have happened to me at 16 and 17. And I feel like that happens to a lot of people. It's like such like a, like I said, kind of a transition age of you becoming like a child into an adult, technically by law, even though I still feel like a child and I'm 22. And it's reassuring as I get older because I am less of that person that the bad things had happened to. I think there's some like, some science fact. I sound so stupid. There's some science fact that's like, your cells completely regenerate when you, I think it's like 4 or 5 years, maybe it's even 6 or 7, I don't know, but they regenerate after a certain amount of time and you are like less of that person that you were X amount of years ago because all your cells have like regenerated. And I know that's like helpful for some people who have dealt with some traumatic things because you think of yourself like, wow, I'm no longer the person that person had, you know, done something awful to. I don't resonate with that person anymore. I don't live that life of that same person as when something traumatic happened to me. Like, I smell different. I have new clothes. I have a new room. I have new hobbies. I have new friends. I have a new boyfriend. I live this brand new life, and I am not that person that bad thing happened to. That is not strongly associated with me anymore. It's like a past self. And that has helped me immensely. That's helped me so much with kind of like coping with it and like saying goodbye to that person who I once was and just kind of like letting that person go and saying sorry that that's something that happened to. But I don't have to be that person anymore, if that makes sense. That's helped me a lot with like dealing with trauma and guilt and feeling like, oh no, I will live with this forever. It's just kind of like, no, I've kind of like grown up. I don't resonate with 17-year-old Nikki Nasty as much anymore. But I hope that in an alternate universe where she still exists, that I'm making her proud. And also lots of bad things have happened to me at 20 and 21 years old and 22 even. And I'll also be less of her every single year. Every single year I will be less of the person that awful things have happened to these last couple years. And that's comforting to know that there will be a brand new fresh version of me with kind of a clean slate who grows older and can move past those kinds of things. We've shifted how we work and how we learn, but sometimes it feels like the world is changing faster than we can keep up with. I know it was very difficult for me to start working from home and also doing school from home. Like, that was something that I really had to get adjusted with. The people around us make a huge impact on our lives, and life's pressures can cause those relationships to change for the better or for worse. I know I've definitely experienced my fair share of relationships evolving over the last year. As the year ends, another holiday season is upon us. For many of us, that means travel and family, and that also can mean stress for people like me who like routine and don't really like change, and family can increase that stress. But I think you guys will really love Talkspace for how easy it can be to match with a licensed therapist or schedule a session. It's secure and it's also professional. If you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code Nicole. That's $100 off when you use code Nicole at Talkspace.com. I also care about others' opinions so much less the older that I get. And I think that's one of my favorite things about getting older. That's what I want to hope to do within this episode, is that if you have a lot of anxiety about getting older, I hope that you feel better about these things and you don't feel so heavy with that knowledge. Because that's what happened to me, is that I felt so immensely weighted that I was, you know, becoming this older person. Like, one day I'm gonna live in the year 2050, I hope, but that would bring me so much like anxiety and like feel like my throat was restricting. I'm like, how is that possible? But the older I get, like I said, the more confident I feel, because the less I care about others' opinions. So there's so much good to becoming older, like these benefits that just come naturally in a sense. Like, for example, I used to care a lot about other people's opinions. I make that very known on, like, my social media accounts. Like, I was very, very conscientious of what everyone thought about me, and I wanted to know everyone's opinions about me, and now I don't feel like that's my business at all anymore. But I used to just always want to know people's thoughts on me. Like, I remember thinking that I hope that when I die, I hope that there's, like, a board or like a notebook filled with like information about me that, like, for example, there would be a list of every single boy that ever had a crush on me, or I would want every single person's name written down that ever hated me. Like, when I die and go into whatever the afterlife is, that's what I would see, is like this fat notebook filled with all this like unnecessary information. And now I don't want that as much anymore. I'm like, you know what, God, if you're a thing, or whatever, higher being, keep that notebook. I don't want to fucking see it. Like, I just don't care. I don't see the same people that I used to from high school and college that especially made me like the most self-conscious about myself. And I only see who I want to see now. I'm lucky enough that I kind of live a life where I can choose who I see on a daily basis. And I don't necessarily have to see the people who have made me so insecure or made me worried about what I did or how I dressed or my life decisions or how I presented myself. Like, that is not a concern of mine anymore. And that makes you so much more mature and happier as you grow older. And I think a lot of you guys will see that, especially if you're young and you're really struggling with like anxiety or depression, and if it's based around other people. I assure you that leaving school or your current situation, or especially if it's like a social issue, not seeing people who cause you that kind of problem it gets so much better just by itself. You don't even realize that it happens. You're just like, oh my God, I just get to see the cool people around me. Like, I get to decide who I hang out with this weekend. I don't have to, like, be in a club that I don't love with people I don't love. Or, like, I get to decide, you know, where, you know, personally, I'm, like, self-employed, but I get to decide who I'm working with and who my coworkers are and, you know, that type of thing. And it's different for everything, but college, that was kind of an issue for me, and it still kind of was. After high school, it gets better in college because, you know, you kind of are in classes that you feel more comfortable with, like the topic, and it's like hopefully what you want to be studying, so you're around like-minded people, or you get to join clubs, or you get to decide who your roommates are. So in that sense, it gets easier, but it gets so much easier when you're out of college as well. I also just know myself a lot more now. Like, I never really understood my emotions very well, and I had like no interest in learning in general. Like, to give you an example, I remember we used to get these like papers passed out at school. I think they were like from the guidance counselor, and they would ask us what our like emotions were, if we could be able to identify our emotions, like how often we could, like some of the time, most of the time, none of the time, like every single time, like you are able to know what emotion you were feeling. And I remember always writing down, I don't know my emotions, like I don't understand them, I don't know what I am feeling. And that was like the first time that I had recognized that ever. I didn't even recognize that I didn't recognize what I was feeling. So like, I didn't know what I was feeling for years was anxiety, because I never put a name to my emotions, and I never knew what I was feeling was depression until like I had to learn about it more. And then I was like, oh shit, I am going through depression. Or I never knew these weird ass emotions, you know what I mean? Like, I could be like, yeah, I'm happy, yeah, I'm sad. But after that, it was like, no, I couldn't tell. And also like the learning part, school was rough for me. There came a certain point where I was like uninterested in learning anymore. And I was just like, I don't want to expand what's in my noggin. Like, I've had enough. These are not topics that interest me. But now that I'm older, it's so much easier for me to learn, because it's whatever I want, like whatever I care about, you know what I mean? And so I have that drive to learn even more. And also learning more about myself and like my emotions as well. Clemmy's crying again. Chlamydia, stop it. Do I have to pull out the fancy microphone with the sound effects? Maybe I will. Chlamydia, don't cry. Don't cry while I'm doing mommy's podcast. Okay, I'm booting up the mic. Ready? Hello? No? Hello? Hello? Clemmy, don't cry while I'm doing the podcast. Don't make mommy mad. That was the best thing I ever bought for myself. But I think I would have thrived more as who I am now to tackle all of these situations. Like, let me explain that better. I think of myself now and I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to relive the situations that I did when I was younger, when I was like 17 or 18. Like, I don't want to relive those, but holy shit, I would have handled all of those scenarios that I was put into like a boss if I was 22 going back to those situations. Does that make sense? Like, the current me would have handled my life a whole lot better when I was 17. I'm like talking in circles. I would do me right now. You put me in a time machine and put me back in time, but I'm like present day me today, Nicole, like 2021 Nikki Nasty, and put her back in like 2016, 27 Nikki Nasty. She would be so much better. And I learned that I can't really think like that anymore, though. I can't think like, oh my God, I would have done so much better if I was put in those situations as who I am now. In a sense, like, that's good, that it clearly shows that you have thrived and you have learned and you have progressed in life, and like, that's great, that's awesome. I mean, it'd be awful to think the opposite and be like, oh my God, I'm so ashamed of current present day me. I would have done absolutely awful things if I was put back in time. But I also learned that I can't think like that, like, oh, I would have done so much better. I wish that I was me now and put back in time and just been able to relive those situations as who I am currently. Because that's not possible. So what's the point of thinking about it? That's not something that I can do. So why sit here and worry about that? Instead, I could just be like, oh, it's so cool that I'm 22 now and that I'm so much more mature and happier now and know what I know today. And be able to tackle on today's life situations, if that makes sense. I think that most people also get more comfy in their looks the older that they get, because a lot of people just realize that you are just living in a vessel, and it's only for you to take care of and design however you want and make sure that it's the healthiest possible and happiest, and it doesn't really matter what anyone else thinks. I think a lot of people get more comfortable within their looks as they get older, I hope. I know I at least did, and a lot of my friends did too. Like, a lot of my friends had found their personal style, like, whether it's their hair or their makeup or their clothes, like, they just get more comfortable because they know what they like and they don't have to face what others think about them once again. And that's definitely happened to me. My style has changed so much. I look different than when I did at 17. Like, I think 17, I would have been considered, you know, pretty and normal and, like, acceptable by most people's standards. And I know that how I present myself today is not everyone's cup of tea, but I don't care because I like it, you know, and I'm not doing it for anyone else. Like, back then I would do it so that other people would approve of me or buying certain brands or buying certain clothing items or makeup items because I knew that's what it would take to fit in within the people I was hanging out around or making others more comfortable. But now I just don't care about that. And I realized that the people who had been doing that for years and years and years all along were truly the most happiest. And just considering my body as a vessel for me to once again take care of and design, things got so much easier and better because that shit doesn't matter. When you get older, you just realize and you think, like, how self-conscious we all are when we were younger and just constantly thinking about our bodies and the way we look. And now I think about it the least amount possible. Like, before, I used to go to the gym so that I would look better and so that I would feel better about the way that I look. And, like, that's okay too. That's okay to think. But now instead I, for example, go to the gym so that I feel better and so that I mentally feel really good because I know how much it helps me. And in my eyes, that's progress because I don't sit in front of my phone and, like, take a bazillion progress pictures every single week. I'm not sitting there, like, sucking in and trying to flex all the time. I'm just kind of like, okay, cool. Like, my body feels great because I'm strong and healthy and I'm proud of that versus my looks more, and I'm not beating myself up over things. Also, other benefits of getting older, I'm, like, sponsored by aging. I'm, like, promoting aging. I'm like, this podcast is sponsored by the concept of Father Time. So financial freedom obviously is a huge benefit as we get older. Most people get more money than they had when they were 17. Ideally, hopefully. Depending on your situation, everyone is different, but financial freedom makes the world of a difference. I used to have severe money guilt. I never was able to buy things, even though I worked for my own money at the age of 17, because I've been, you know, working jobs since I was a wee little baby of 15, but I didn't spend that money on things that, you know, I really wanted to, because I felt a whole lot of guilt and shame for wanting to spend my money. Whereas now, I feel way more comfortable doing that because I'm like, listen, you are financially independent and you can do what you want with your money and you will not pass away from buying groceries. That is a necessity. And you can also buy yourself something nice because you deserve it. Why the fuck not? Also, family freedom helps. I know a lot of people who grew up in problematic families, abusive families. As you get older, more people are able to stray away from their family when they get older. Like, that is a huge benefit. You can kind of choose who your family is too a lot of times. And of course, when I say all these things, please note that everyone's situation is much different and not all of these things apply to myself. But I know that these are some things that might make someone else feel better that they might be able to do as they get older. But for example, like, you are able to choose who your family is more. There's people in my life who I consider family to me, even though we are not blood related, because to me, that is family. I feel like I should be able to choose who family is to me. And it's a great feeling to know that you're loved by others and accepted in other people's homes, if you're not accepted in your own or not loved how you should be by your own family. Freedom of expression, obviously, that means doing things that you're passionate about, hobbies, creative expression, always the best. I feel a lot more free to just like whatever the fuck I like without seeking approval once again. And also, having a job that you may enjoy when you're getting older is also so beneficial. Like, how many of us loved our job when we were 17 years old? Most people probably say no, unless you worked at like a super cool coffee shop or, you know, ice cream place that let you do whatever you want whenever you wanted and you got paid well. But like, how many of us are that lucky? Not a lot of us. Some of us had to go through child labor, okay? Looking at you, Babole. But getting older and going into jobs, like, I know a lot of my friends are in jobs that they love today, and they're super in such a better place, and they like love it even more than college because they're like, this is so much easier and more fun. Once again, it's dependent on each person. Not everyone is so lucky to have that privilege, but I'm just saying, if you get older and you get out of the situation that you're currently in and you're able to go into a profession that you love, that changes things majorly. And so what I'm trying to get at is that getting older is exciting and fun. Today, this concludes my PowerPoint on why you should get older. Getting older is exciting and fun. Please don't let anyone ever tell you that these are the best years of your life ever. I hated when people said that. I hated being in high school and people being like, enjoy it. These are the best years of your entire life. I miss these years so much, because I'm like, fuck, what? These are the best years of your entire life? I'm hating it right now. These are quite literally some of the worst times ever of my entire life, and I would like to never relive them ever again. Thank you. I remember when it was my last day of high school ever, and I said goodbye to two of my teachers that I really, really loved, like in the art building, and I teared up saying goodbye to them. I didn't say goodbye to majority of my classmates. I said bye to some of my friends, but I knew I would see them like the next day because we would hang out. And I left and I never returned. And I was like, these are not the best years. I'm not sitting here sulking like, I wish I was back in high school. And of course you can do that. Of course you can think like that. If that was an amazing time for you, that's wonderful. But please don't let people drive it into your head that it is all downhill from here, that you will never thrive again, that you should live in your 17-year-old shadow, and that you should just learn to enjoy this present moment because it never goes up from here, because that's just not fucking true. For example, as the new year approaches, whatever age you're turning, whether that's 15 or 18 or 19 or 22, or 25, 30, 35, however old you're turning this year, I hope that you continue to strive for it to be exciting and new and fresh, and not dread the year that is coming and dread the new age that you're turning. I hope that you are only excited for all the things that I had mentioned before, coming more in tune with yourself, hopefully having more creative expression, striving to learn more about yourself, getting in tune with your emotions, your chosen family, or your blood-related family, or your financial situation, or your job situation, or your living situation, whatever your case might be. I hope that you can only strive for it to be another cooler, better year, and not dread the fact that, oh my god, it's another year. Like, it's fucking cool. We lived another year. You didn't accidentally die. Like, that's so exciting. I'm so excited that I didn't die this year. Like, that is so fun. Like, thank someone, I don't know who to thank, but thank you for not taking me out. Like, I could have been, like, I could have accidentally gone into an accident, but I didn't. So that's pretty fucking cool. So let's hope that that doesn't happen in 2022. God, that would be so morbid if someone like used this clip from the podcast. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking because that's not funny. That's not cool. I'm not gonna try and manifest that. But what I'm trying to say here is that I'm looking forward to the new year. I turned 23 in 2022, which means at 23, I'm going to be, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to be cooler than I was this year, perhaps nastier. I have some goals for myself, like I want to do more podcast episodes. I want to have guests on this podcast. I'm really excited about that. That's going to be something that like challenges me a little bit because I'm really nervous to ask people to be on this podcast and I'm really nervous to like meet new people, but I've been working on my talking skills and meeting new people skills, and I should just say social skills. I've been working on that, so I'm very, very excited to have guests on this podcast. I'm excited for new video ideas. I'm excited to move. I'm excited to spend more time with my cat. I'm excited to feel better. Like, I'm excited to hit the 1 year mark on my SSRIs next year. I'm excited to go on more hikes next year. I'm excited to redecorate my room somehow that I want. I'm excited for big things coming in the beginning of the year, if you know what I mean. I'm excited for, what else? I'm excited to advance the shag haircut even more. I'm excited to watch my family be healthy and happy and spend more time with them. I'm excited to watch new movies that may come out and listen to new music from my favorite artists that might come out. I'm excited to experience the changing of the seasons again because I love the transition of the seasons. Excited to go on trips and meet new people. I'm excited to go to concerts and more of them. I'm excited to break out of my shell a little bit and be more comfortable when it comes to being in new situations, like meeting brand new people or going up to people myself. I'm excited to say no to people. I'm excited to turn down opportunities if they're not right for me. I'm also excited to take opportunities. Excited to buy new plants, because why not? I'm just excited. I'm just excited for the new year and what's to come. And I'm not going to dread over me fucking turning 23 and people being like, oh, you're getting old, 23, oh, closer to death. Like, I'm just fucking hype that I even get to live that old. So here's ages that I'm looking forward to in the coming years and why. I'm looking forward to turning 23 for all the reasons that I said. I'm looking forward to turning 28. I feel like all 28-year-olds are baddies. I've never met a 28-year-old and been like, ooh, not a baddie. Like, some of the best people I know in my life are, like, 27, 28. So I'm really cool to become that age and hopefully be just as half as a baddie as them, because they still have the energy of me as, like, a 22-year-old, but the wisdom of being older and, like, being, and they're usually not jaded, at least the ones that I know. So I'm excited for 28. 33 seems fun. 33 is when Jesus died, so I'm really excited for that age. I'm excited for 40 so that I could be like, I'm 40 and sexy and old. 40's not old, sorry, shit. It's programmed into my brain. 40's not old, but I'm excited to be like, I'm 40, I'm sexy, I'm an older woman. Oh my god, 40's not an older woman either. That's like not even okay, let's start over. I'm excited to turn 40, and I'm excited for, I'm excited for at 40. When I'm 40, it'll be 2040 or 2041. I'm excited to be 40 and brag about how much sunscreen I used when I was younger and how in good shape my skin is and how I really took care of it. And I'm excited to slather more sunscreen on my face. By 40, I would really love to have my own foster adoption situation for cats. And I would really love if it was, like, super successful and I was pumping the kitties out, like, all the time, getting them to good homes. And I want to be known as that really hot and sexy 40-year-old who used a shit ton of sunscreen when she was older. And now she just has given thousands of cats homes. So I'm really excited to 40. I'm excited for 60 when I decide to carry on the little foster situation to someone else. And so at 60, I can be hip, I can take out my retirement fund, however that works, and then maybe go on some nice trips and be 60 and going to like Aruba and stuff. I don't know. That's what my grandma did. And she looked like she had a great time. So I'm excited for that. And I'm excited to turn 100 because I definitely think I'm going to live that old. I think I take care of myself good enough that I might live to that age. But then again, I'm also constantly in a state of stress. And I know that takes years off your life. So who knows about that? But keep checking in on the podcast to see if I make it to that age. But regardless, I'm very excited for all these ages. I'm excited to get to be an old little lady and get shorter as the years go by, because being 5'7 is fun, but I look forward to being like 85 and I'll probably be like 5'3 at that point. And that's kind of cute. So I think about that often. And I hope that you do too. I hope that you don't dread the future and you don't dread the coming years and you don't dread becoming older and don't allow other older people to tell you as well that you should dread it, because you fucking shouldn't. I wasn't kidding when I told you this entire episode was about getting older, because I think about it a lot. And like I said, I talked about it with my therapist, the whole concept of like feeling like 17, I still do. I think it's because I have pretty shitty memory problems and I've like blocked out some like things from my life. Like it's unintentional. Some are intentional, but a lot is intentional. I didn't even mean to block it out, but that's why like time has like zoomed by so fast. And I feel like I blinked and I went from being 17 to 22. And I'm like, why? Like, oh my God, I didn't mean to do that. Like, so I'm still at this stage where I'm like, oh, I can't do all these adult things. Like, I can't, you know, I don't know. What do you do when you're like 22? I can't, like, let's say, for example, like when I bought my own car, like my very first car, I was like, oh my God, I'm way too young to be doing this. This is so scary. It's like, actually, a lot of 22-year-olds do that. And it's because I still feel like I'm 17. When I got my tattoo and I like signed for it, I'm like, oh, this is so legal. And it's like, no, it's not. You're literally legally allowed to do this. And I think that's why it's so like jarring for me, or like seeing people have like babies or getting married at my age. Like, it's younger, but like people do it. And I'm like, what? We're still in high school. And it's because I just blacked out for a lot of my life. And that sucks. That doesn't feel good. That's why I still think that I'm at the end of September. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm really excited for Halloween. Why is there no spirit Halloweens anymore? And it's because I don't remember like my October or a lot of November. And that sucks a lot. So I'm working on that. I'm going to just vibe and take more omega-3s, or perhaps work on my memory issues. If anyone has any tips on that, let me know. I need to buy more omega-3s. I actually ran out a couple weeks ago, so I should probably go order more. That's why I don't remember my October. Forgot to take my omega-3s. Anyway, that's the end of this podcast. I just wanted to talk about age for a quick bit, because why not? And I hope that maybe after this episode you are less scared to turn 60, because I don't know, I'm excited to be 60. We can all go on like a little Aruba trip when we're 60 years old, like every single listener to this podcast. So all of you have to make it to the age of 60, please and thank you. I love you lots. If you want to follow me on my social media, it's just at Nicole Raffi. My TikTok is at Nikki Nasty. And I will see you soon for another podcast episode. Thank you for being so kind and letting me take off and be my healthy self. And thank you if our podcast was at the top of your Spotify Wrapped. I love you so much. XOXO, kisses, Nikki Nasty. Peace out. Bye-bye.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.